what an amazing performance she did live at the Grammys. Stuart Leeper at Cool.fm. Google had an interview question for potential candidates that has got the internet talking. Do you want to know the question? Okay, if you've got a coffee shop with unlimited supply and demand, meaning it has all the coffee beans and coffee cups it needs, and the coffee shop is 500 square feet, how many cups of coffee can the coffee shop produce in one day? Any idea? Some people said zero because no workers were mentioned. Yeah. Some people said 30 seconds to pour a cup of coffee. That's 960 cups a day. Apparently, there are no right or wrong answers. It was deliberately vague. My answer? Well, Google it, of course. Every song is someone's favourite. And yours is coming up soon and only from Cool.fm. Madonna's celebration tour continues. She's in New York City tonight. It's the Brit in Minnesota. Hello, it's Ian. At Cool.fm, music from award-winning Billie Eilish. She did well at the Golden Globes on Sunday night. First up, we need more cowbell. More cowbell, Whitney! Every song is someone's favourite. And yours is coming up soon. It's Cool.fm. Hello, it's Ian. If you're heading to the movies this week, Wonka and His Chocolate are three. Great movie. The Beekeeper with Jason Statham at number two and straight in at number one, doing great at the box office, Mean Girls. Hello, it's Ian Gardner at Cool.fm for your Wednesday. If you're having a bad day, spare a thought for the guy who's been building an Eiffel Tower out of 700,000 matchsticks. He might be denied the world record for using the wrong matches. Yes, this is a guy called Richard Plord. He spent 8 years building the 24-foot model of the Eiffel Tower. Apparently, as the matchsticks were not commercially available, he has been disqualified. Basically, he was no match for the task.
Yeah.
I suppose you could ask him if he's got a light, because he'll find that really funny. Probably laugh a lot. Cool.fm. It's your Brit in Minnesota. Hello, it's Ian for Monday, March 4th. It is National Grammar Day today. No, not your grandma. Grammar Day. The apostrophe police are out in force. They are issuing on-the-spot fines if you do make a mistake. And they're looking for all social media written errors. There is T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. Not today, apostrophe police. Not today. I mean, here's the question. Would you eat a burger that comes with a medical syringe of liquid cheese to inject into your patty? I think we know the answer to that, don't we? In the words of the late Nancy Reagan, just say no.